Mr. LA, Mr. Vegas. Arash Markazi joins Cofield and Company live from Circa Las Vegas.
I've never seen someone get so much joy out of a rejoiner, and I don't mean Arash. I mean Griffin. I really think Griffin is into this. Dude, what is wrong with you? Do you understand when both of them are in front of me, you can't tweak at him like this, especially right now. He's very intense. We all are. I mean, all of us are rooting for our Little League team to do well, Arash. This is a great story. And by the way, they're here, not Southern California. How about that?
No, listen.
Yeah, Mr. Vegas, which Little League is it that's in the Little League World Series?
Listen, I don't like to get into specifics like that, but I root for the children of Nevada.
That was classic, yeah. What part of the Bible do you like?
Exactly. I like them all. I don't like to pick which verse.
It's kind of private. It's none of your business.
Exactly.
It's none of your business. All right, give us the update, because we got to tell the story of what's unfolded here and how this team was built and who's coaching them. But what's going on right now in the game?
Paseo Verde Little League fell down 4-0 in the first inning. It was now 4-3 in the third. Florida just hit a home run to go up 5-3.
Wow.
So a two-run lead. And it looks like Florida is weighing whether or not – and this is one of my favorite parts of Little League. Florida's weighing whether or not to put their ace in. They wanted to start him. Then they went up 4-0, so they didn't start him because they're saving him for the championship game. But now they have to win this game before they get there. So I'm sure Nevada's hoping that they don't put their ace in. But it is, 5-3, top three right now. Florida is leading. And you referenced who is managing this team, the Paseo Verde Little League team, which is out in Henderson. Paseo Verde player just robbed a home run at the wall. Went over the wall, got the home run, pulled it back. So big moment. Going crazy out there celebrating. It's fun. Fun for everybody. The manager of the team is the assistant equipment manager of the Raiders, Adam Johnson. And it's been kind of a funny story in that Adam Johnson went to Antonio Pierce before Costa Mesa and said, hey, I'm coaching this Little League team. We got a tournament. It's kind of big. Is it cool if I take a couple days off? And Pierce is like, yeah, sure. And he admitted yesterday, he was like, I mean, coaching Little League, like, what are we doing here? And so he's like, yeah, it's cool, whatever, do what you got to do. And then they win the tournament. He's like, I need a couple more days off. And he's like, all right, what's going on here? He's like, we're going to the Little League World Series. And Pierce is like, what? What?
Yeah, you didn't tell
he's
me
like,
that.
At that point, he's all in, very excited. If you've seen the last couple of days, all of the Raiders players have been wearing Paseo Verde shirts and hats. Just on the broadcast today, they had Devontae Adams, Max Crosby, Antonio Pierce, all shouting out the team, giving their support. So everybody's behind them.
Have you ever covered a Little League World Series?
I haven't.
Would you like to?
I would love to. You know, if our team went out there, I'd get on that first flight out there for sure.
Well, they're there.
Wait, are you going? Did you just announce you're going? If they win this game, you're going?
We'll see if we can find someone out there to cover for the Sporting Tribune.
All right.
There's a Hawaii team, too.
See, the TST region.
They're out
region.
Now.
Oh, so
they're out.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's called TST. Yeah,
you really didn't.
TST.
You really didn't look into this.
You probably should.
I mean, at least have a stringer out there.
Yeah,
it's a long
trip. Unlike the Las Vegas Review Journal, like we also cover Southern California, we cover Hawaii. So we have a lot going on. So
yeah, we have a lot going on.
So you have two teams represented. It would have been very very good to go out there. I would love to one day go cover like the entire event.
Okay.
I think that would be cool to be there for a couple weeks to like, tell the kind of the stories of the cool things behind the scenes. We see there's stories every day, like. Obviously, there's a battle going on between the Yankees and the New York team. But Jazz Chisholm, who loves Little League, he went out there today. He's hurt, of course. He's sitting in the crowd with a bunch of players.
Oh, wow.
Like hanging out with them and having a good time.
Okay, you went down this path, so we got to tell the story. Staten Island coach getting on Aaron Judge. Yeah. Like, bruh, you're not going to win this battle.
Yeah,
who is this goofball? Jabroni from Staten Island?
Jabroni, I think,
the
is
pile
his
of garbage. Name. Staten Island.
I think it's Frankie Jabroni. I think is
he actually. I don't think. I actually don't think he was a traditional Staten Island name. It wasn't.
So
Frankie pile of garbage. Joe.
He had to kind of dig in a little bit because obviously the Yankees and Tigers were there. They played in the Little League World Series Classic game on Sunday night, and he said, you know, it was very cool with the Yankees. They came out. They hung out with the kids. A bunch of them were really cool with the guys. They really didn't look like they were. You know, forced to be there. It looks like they really enjoyed themselves, you know, except for Aaron Judge.
Oh.
Okay. The Yankees, I mean, essentially said, go blank yourself, bro.
Yeah, you know what? I was wrong. dude's name.
Yeah, I thought it was very traditional, Staten Island.
Bobby Laterza.
Exactly.
All right, over there.
Hey, Judge, you can't got time for the kids.
That area, and believe me, it's my people. That area is just filled with Bobby Laterzas. Who's the jabroni? I keep using the word. Who's Tommy Cutlet's guy?
Isn't Bobby Laterza the agent?
They just had a day for him. Didn't they? They named a day for the guy who was the who was the New
who's
York,
the mobster agent
exactly.
guy?
Exactly.
Well, we had Daniel McCartney on a couple weeks
Steve,
ago. From
Steve, you got to love the new pitcher for Florida. That's your guy.
Well, I mean, why are they lying about his weight? He's 5'3". He's way over 200 pounds.
He's got to
be 5'3", 176. I love that.
He's got to be like 4'11", 254. He's a big kid.
This is like Cecil Fielder's grandson.
Yeah, he's.
I love
he's
that.
There. He's out there dealing now for Florida. So they did take. They had their number two pitcher in. They took him out before he reached 35 pitches so that he can also pitch Saturday. So they're saving one and two. For Saturday, that is some real disrespect.
Would you, if you went to cover the event, would you write just eviscerate him in a column?
I think so.
What
not
a,
this
what
kid.
A,
I love
what
this
a,
kid.
No, the manager. What a moron!
If they blow the
you're
game,
you're not going to rip the kid.
If they blow the
I will,
game,
but,
yeah.
Oh man,
I like
that,
this kid.
That poor kid. Yeah, like he's living kid. The life. He better not blow it, for a lot of reasons. Although you know we want him to blow it, don't we?
Of course.
We want Nevada to advance.
Go
so,
over.
You know, we always look for Arash on social media. He's so wonderful. In his moments of going really viral, and he does a great radio show now at nights. We're going to talk more about that now at nights. Yeah. He's doing it with the Sporting Tribune, and he's a regular with us. But you always give us the experiences maybe we couldn't see or have unless a guy in Israel just steals your story and appropriates it and doesn't credit you, which I'll get to with Doe Kleiman. But, pictures started popping up of the Wynn Club and the prices, and you know what you're doing. People are going to go hog wild over marveling at the level of luxury or going, I would never pay that.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can't.
So it was my first time at the Wynn Field Club, and you know what? So, you know, the first thing that I generally like to do is I look at the menu, and because I know how much, you know, these drinks cost, how much a bottle costs. So I obviously there's an upcharge, you know.
Yes.
So is it 2X, 3X, 4X? I wasn't expecting, a $500 bottle to be $30,000. That one was a little excessive.
Really?
So, and then there was a few, private booths that like had no view of anything.
Yeah, that's what you showed in the. It was $5,000.
$5,000.
I was like, wait, did you take the right picture?
Yeah,
turned the wrong
way. Obviously, they have booths that are like, you know, that you can see the field and they're fantastic. Those were a lot more expensive. But yeah, the lower tier VIP private booth, there is no view of the field there. So that it was an amazing experience. It's unlike anything that I've seen in the National Football League. Again, you have these kind of suites and hospitality suites and clubs, but not one that takes over the entire end zone like that. So I had a good time.
Anywhere, Adam?
How many bottles did you buy?
No bottles. We just bought drinks, which probably would have behooved us if we all drank the same thing to get one bottle.
Yeah.
But
we were getting pitched at the other day at Marquee. Steve Sear and the Marquee folks were like, yeah, you get a bottle. That's a smart move. You break it up, you get a lot of drinks out of it.
You did your show from there. I heard
Dude,
that.
We set records. Come on.
That's amazing.
Everyone wants
speaking
us.
Of
we can't
crazy.
We can't be outside at enough pools during the summer.
Speaking of great locations, your right. friends from the Crazy Horse were in the suite. And again, they didn't have their own VIP booth, but they just let it be known if you don't have any plans post-game,
right.
We're a short walk right across the street.
Well, it's a brilliant plan.
It is. I mean, it is.
Well, actually, let me say this. There was no plan. They were there.
They just
so,
happened
I mean,
to be there.
It's funny. When the stadium was coming along and I would go on in other markets and talk about how cool Vegas is, I'm like, there's two strip clubs basically right across the street.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's nowhere else like this
except
for Vegas.
Tampa.
That's a good point. But let's – what are the Tampa clubs?
It's Mons Venus is there and then the like
Mons
the Space
Venus.
Odyssey one or whatever it is.
What are they like?
They're lovely locations. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, 13 years ago, you know, $20 for a, as they called it, friction dance.
Is that what they called it?
I watched. I never got one. But the clubs, they're not Vegas clubs. But, you know, factually, you're right.
Yeah, right there.
Factually, you're right. What's the closest one to your favorite stadium in Indianapolis?
Red, the Red
Clubs
Garter.
There?
It's right across the street.
How does he know?
This right guy loves Indianapolis.
He also loves like the Red Garden.
Yeah, I love Indy.
I got to press the other day because we were talking about Anaheim.
Yeah.
And was it, what is it? Is it What Says Fritz or something?
Fritz, that's it.
Fritz,
oh,
that
it's
that's
the
it.
Best
it,
name.
It,
Fritz,
freaking
that's
closed.
It.
It closed.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was so ornate
closure?
With like 1978 wood.
Yeah.
And he and I went there and they were like, literally, there's no woman dancing. It was just a place to get like $4 beers. I'm like, this is
$9
wonderful.
$9 pitchers. It was great.
They had $9 pitchers.
Do you know how it was named? I was so
do you
fascinated.
Know history?
No.
Sounds like a good story for the Sporting
Fritz,
Review.
That's it. Like how did it come up with Fritz, that's it?
Do you do that's... pieces on closed
yeah.
joints?
Yeah, see.
It could be on the comeback. You never know if you inquire a little bit.
If it comes back, if it has a Cuckoo-type comeback, which I don't know if you heard Cuckoo's coming back, then I would do a Fritz, that's it. Comeback story.
I feel like Fritz, that's it. Right down the road from the Disney
Fritz,
complex and the hotels. There had to be some dads over the years who were like, I'm so tired.
I think
that was nonsense.
The entire reason
right?
it was open.
Just get me like, sorry, hon, I'm going to go out to 7-Eleven.
Hey, dad needs a break. Dad needs a break. He's going to go hang out with his friend Fritz. That's it.
Look at how he's falling in love
Fritz,
with it.
That's
okay.
It.
I don't want to go crazy on this, but okay. We talk about media all the time and what's media, what's aggregating, when a massive aggregator of NFL stuff takes your story, and as I, and your pictures,
oh,
and
dumb,
the menu,
yeah,
and then your mention kind of, I'll call it, using newspaper terms, like you're below the fold.
That's
you're
right.
on the more part, and maybe, I mean, I don't know, 95% of the people don't see a Rosh Markazi. Does that annoy you, or just
no,
like, hey,
you
we're going to get some traffic, I get attention?
It is the price of doing business on social media, and the fact that one of my good friends, Darren Ravel, does that too. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, I don't agree with it. Like, I just think it's so much easier just to retweet something, right? Like, or quote tweet. A retweet or a quote tweet is better than going through the process of saving the picture, and then at that point, so like I'm not really a part of it, and then you're gonna copy and paste some of my like information,
right?
And then the worst is the hat tip. Like, well, it's a little bit more than like a hat tip or whatever. Like HT, like thanks for the hat tip. Like, well, you just copied my picture and my info. Like, it's more than a so. I prefer the quote tweet or the retweet way more than the. But
maybe a link.
The link, yeah, listen, if you're doing a story, certainly if you're a subscription-based company, or even if not, just like I want you to read my – the worst is you're writing for a subscription site, which I've done and you do, is the screenshot of the story. Then it's like, all right, thanks so much.
They're
like,
never
like,
going there.
They're never
no
going there.
No one's
going
to click through.
Yeah, so I don't agree with it.
Arash's
I like when you have, you know, obviously deal with the same thing a lot, and you'll have a story, and then somebody else will aggregate it or whatever they repurpose it with, and then some other, like, major outlet, like, you know, like some national show, say, like, Pat McAfee show, will be like, according to Dove Klein.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
No!
Yeah.
No,
I've
not
seen
according
that.
To him.
What's going on with you?
What do you mean?
I've never seen you do this before.
I know.
What's happening?
After,
is it over?
McAfee?
Is it
no,
over?
I just said.
The dream is dead?
No, I just said they do it on the show. They've talked about it on the show.
Yeah. You know
they're
what I'm talking about, right?
They're like, they've said on the show, we need to get better about
he
that.
He loves Pat?
Well, he loves Pat, and he wants to be Pat's Raiders guy, but it would step on whose toes? Is it Vic?
No, I don't think he's out.
I thought he had a Raiders regular.
No, he did it. Well, no, they've never had anybody after Vic's disaster.
But he will never say anything bad about Pat McAfee on the air because he's like, I'm still in the running.
Vic
I could be Pat's Raiders guy.
Well, actually, there's much more details than that. But
oh boy.
Clip this and send it to Pat just so he
I will.
Knows,
this
know.
Guy's mother blanking you.
Yes. I was close to making my debut when somebody went on and trashed me on the show.
Oh, what?
So.
Oh, Dana White?
Yeah.
And that took you out? That should have them more interested in you.
So. You would think so.
I think you're talking about Hondo that he got on, because we know he does that. He's a righteous man. He's a righteous man. He helps people at the stadium, too. Only
biased.
He'll do that for women who have troubles. Very inside stories right now. Very inside stories. Let's get the latest update on the NBA to Vegas in terms of we have an active battle here for who may get the team, what arena site, what arena group. I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, I mean, you're just talking about facts, but the Intuit Dome and ties to Vegas and maybe.
So the designers of the Intuit Dome, which is an amazing facility, $2 billion new home of the Clippers that just opened up. They are the lead designers of the project. We don't have a name or anything like that. Right. These are just projects, right? That is in between the Sahara and the Fountain Blue on the north end of the Strip. What I like about this is that it is a part of the Strip at this point. I think with the Oak View Group, I think it's a little bit too far south. I know that it's connected to this high-speed rail, the Bright Line. I would much rather it be on the north end of the Strip. Of course, it is also closer to me and walks.
Say, where do you live?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, okay.
I always preface this.
I think the Oakview Group is in a perfect place.
Where are they?
Who wants that?
Right next to my house.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You didn't know that yet?
Okay. That.
Well, but you must have some scuttlebutt on that arena and that group, and Bedain's part of it. So what are you hearing?
I mean, I think that they believe that they're much further along, but we'll see. I mean, the other project, and it's been through different incarnations, but it's been the plan for like 18 years at this point. I just don't see it ever actually happening. But
well, isn't it a totally new group that's involved with the Old Wet and Wild?
It is, but it's,
oh yeah, this is completely different. What I don't like about it that is similar is that they want to attach it with a hotel resort that is way too extravagant for the north end of the Strip. And I've been very, very upfront about what the north end of the Strip is. But, like, they want to build the tallest structure or tallest hotel. So not to compete with the Strat in terms of the tallest structure, but with the tallest hotel resort. Like, just build an arena. Just build an arena. We don't need the tallest resort. We don't need anything like that. The Allnet Arena, my favorite thing about that, and it was doomed from get-go, is that the basketball arena had a retractable roof. It was literally the dumbest thing that I ever heard about. A retractable roof for a basketball arena.
I like it.
Yeah, of course you do.
Indoor-outdoor concert.
Stupid.
One monster truck going in a circle.
Yeah, but to your point, it's important to know this is a completely different concept, completely different group, but they are still doing that one thing that I don't like. Just build the arena. You don't need that.
God, you're so picky.
But at one point, wasn't it a basketball-themed resort?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Right. So I love
all
it.
Net you resort.
You dribble
all
from
net.
Slot machine to slot machine, put up a couple jumpers, play some
fast break to the slot machine.
By the way, because Arash and I never really speak in between shows, and I make that clear. I prep all. I'm not saying we have a bad relationship. Actually, you know what? I texted you about the crash the 2 weeks ago in Canoga Park.
That was interesting, yeah.
But sometimes you come on the show, and then I saw you tweet immediately after the appearance last week. What was going on last weekend?
My bachelor party?
No idea. And I'm not even saying I don't want to be invited, but I want to talk
about it.
Well,
my brother wanted to invite the guy to my left, and I was like, no, listen, I'm not inviting Adam Hill to my bachelor party. You can invite him to your bachelor party. He's not invited to mine. I also wasn't that comfortable with it being in Vegas. Like, I wanted to do something else, but they all wanted to come to Vegas, which is fine. So I purposely did not want to have an experience that was very similar to his. So, you know, my brother loves Adam Hill for some odd reason. And so I was like, listen, he's in the press box. We're going to go to the opposite side. We're going to go to the Winfield Club. I'm not going to text him. Like, I don't, you know.
So that's where you did it? I didn't know if you were just doing a story.
We were at the Winfield. That was a part of the bachelor party.
I can also tell you I had an almost worse moment that was kind of involving the same thing. I had somebody come up to me and start asking me details of, hey, when you got your invitation for the wedding, this. And there, I was like, yeah. And like, I mean, you're going? And like, when did you receive it? And like, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I know who this person is who did it. It's like,
I don't know what's happening. Now you guys have the inside.
Listen, there's not that many people that got invited to the wedding, but I did invite someone from Las Vegas media who was like our first hire in Vegas and was a big part of it. So Steve Karp did get invited to the wedding. By the way, getting married on his birthday. So, you know, happy that he wants to spend his birthday with me and my fiance. But like, there's a lot of people, family and friends, who are not getting invited. I forget how he got invited. But anyways, he did get the invite. So
we're here at Circa today. We're going to be here at Circa all throughout the football season on Thursdays. We got another cool show coming up on September 17th. Steve's here, summer tour, stop number 2. So we were at Marquee. Next up, we're going to be downtown at the Plaza for the 11th annual Tug of War. It is the 11th annual Bikini Tug of War. Three girls on each team, three women, 400 pounds max, not individually. Not we don't have 1,200 pounds. They gotta. No one can go over 400
pounds.
What
I love about this show, like it's in a time machine. Like this is like sports talk that I loved and remembered back in the day. Bob's Classy Lady used to have talk shows, and like no one can do that anymore.
We're not going to be stopped.
Cofield & Company, I love it.
We have the record in sports talk radio in the United States for most shows at Gentlemen's Clubs. No one is ever going to beat us to that. And essentially, we add on to it with events like this. So we're going to be giving away bar tabs for that. Free admission for locals. It's presented by WagerWire and Green Lumber Supplements. September 17th, the Plaza. That's a Tuesday. Go ahead.
No, you don't want to do it for the first time because, again, this is home for me. I am Mr. Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. I did the El Dorado Sapphire combo. Had not done that before. Adam Hilter, it's like, amazing. That was that is one of those quintessential Vegas, an amazing – amazing Mexican meal, great tableside guacamole, and then you go right next door, and it's a great time had by all.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He gets sour, doesn't he? He gets sour. All right, on the way back, we are going to talk some L.A. I want to get into the Olympics more. There's a big beef right now between NFL players and some loudmouth, big-time flag football player, already 4-year beef starting.
It's Cofield and Company. On ESPN Las Vegas.
Canoga Park, come on down and stay for a while. Community, neighbors always lend a hand.
Help me
out. More strip clubs than schools or churches. Main export pornography. When your car gets jacked, you might find it. Here or here or in the stolen used car lot. Come see the mayor's house.
There he is.
Mean streets
right
across Park.
From the LA River.
The mean streets of the valley. There aren't many very, very many mean streets, but Canoga's kind of fallen apart. And I've been told by the SO that Reseda has always been kind of a tough part. And can we get a Rosh's mic up? And of course, that's where Karate Kid. Check
yes.
that. And now.
History.
Yeah. Cobra Kai
and
is based in Reseda.
If you're a pro wrestling fan.
A lot of. Violent, gang karate wars.
Yeah, the mean streets of Canoga Park.
They're always meeting up to practice, not practice their karate, but actually put it into use and beat people up.
Well, is there an idea for the Olympics to roll in the All Valley?
Trust me, I actually said
just
this.
As I got into breakdancing, I'm so into it now. It's not going to be.
It's out.
Yeah.
You're not actually.
It's out.
I love Ray Gunn. Are you kidding me? She's like a villain. I'm gonna, I don't deserve to be here, but I'm here.
The
I
only
love that.
Really good lasting impact of Ray Gunn was that UFC
just did the kangaroo.
UFC was in Australia last week, and one of the female fighters won, and then did the Ray Gunn routine after winning, which was great.
That's
did she go on the ground and go in circles.
Yeah.
That's the
it
best
stood
part.
Up and did the kangaroo hop.
That's the best.
It was great.
A report the other day on KTLA, Long Beach to begin removing homeless encampments following Newsom order. I thought that was a bit of a pub stunt last week when Newsom's picking up the garbage, cleaning up. Have you seen a difference?
No.
Around Southern California?
Downtown's gotten progressively worse. I'm not.
Well, Skid Row is.
Hold on.
Oh yeah!
This is the counter. Downtown. This is actually downtown LA guy. He can have that part.
I was wondering, what was the moment that downtown turned, and it was the moment that Adam Hill said he was the mayor of downtown Los Angeles, and I'm like, bro, you could have it, but please take care of it, and he just let it rot. And I blame Adam Hill. I do think Costa Mesa will suffer from him spending so much time there as well.
That would be.
I've already heard reports about.
Really? Is that right?
The mean streets of Costa Mesa.
Oh no!
Goat Hill is still thriving. Don't worry, that's my spot.
Yeah, right.
Still thriving. And actually, I was living in Santa Ana.
So okay. That was the area.
Trust me, it didn't need to go down much further. It was already not great.
I don't know what's going on with the homeless and what they're going to do with them. I don't think there's a good answer. I will say, when I went to San Fran a couple weeks ago, they did a sweep.
Yeah.
You could tell they had done a sweep 3 weeks before because there was very few there. I'm like, I don't know where they all went. But
that's the sad part. Where do they go? Where do you,
Well, you live there, so I'm concerned for you. I want your. You're kind of hoity-toity though. You moved on and up.
No, but listen, I planted my flag on the north end of the strip. It's not perfect, but we're there.
You know
getting my hands dirty and part of the community. you know.
Adam, you do have to admit, he did one-up you on that one. You moved to so high right next to Floyd Mayweather, and this guy's like, you know what, I'm going to be right there by the Stratosphere. And I love the Stratosphere.
Right
but
by the Bonanza, yeah. You know.
He lives in a rundown shack.
That's right.
Well, I didn't say you live behind the Strat. You might.
I think
well, you're well above it. Well, you're not above the Strat. You're well above the neighborhood.
Higher than the Strat.
Yeah, right.
So on the theme of California, sort of, Olympics going to L.A. We're going to talk about this a lot as long as we're all here doing a radio show. This flag football thing.
Yes.
I mean, I brought it up right after. Well, I brought it up after the Olympics on a 3-on-3. I'm like, we were not good in 3-on-3, and it sounds like we have this restrictive thing with the Olympics and FIBA. BBW, Big Brian Windhorst, went on with McAfee and said basically they don't want us to win in 3-on-3.
Yeah.
That's why you saw, you know, a lot of players can't.
Jimmy Fredette.
Yeah. And you got and Haley Van Lith actually played okay. But we have to win at flag football. We have to. We have to have pride. So, and I don't know who – like, I think there's guys playing flag football now who are like, oh, this is our sport. We're going to be in. Like, no, you're not.
No. We have to win. So it's interesting that I talked to Casey Wasserman about this. They have not yet named the location because I think that they still want to get a better sense of who's going to be playing. And if it's, for example, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, like, they're not going to have it in some park in Canoga Park. Like, they're going to have it at a stadium or something along those lines. So I do think that that is their thought process. And by the way, that the fact that the National Football League had that Jalen Hurts promo where he's throwing the ball to Coliseum, like, I do think you'll see flag football at a stadium. Yeah. And what an amazing moment for these guys. I mean, they've never played a sport where they had the opportunity to compete in the Olympics, and then now they do. So I think you'll see Patrick Mahomes and some of these guys play.
What do you think? Where should it be? Should it be at a high school, like, again, not downtown Las Vegas, but more in that area? Should it go out? I mean, the Rams facility is going to be done. Obviously, the Chargers facility is done. Yeah. I don't know what it looks like. Do they have a stadium there? Is it like Frisco with Jerry Jones?
It's a little bit like Frisco, but they don't have like an actual proper like high school where you can seat like 10,000.
You could do like the Germany versus New Zealand game there.
Exactly, but you're not going to have like, you know, if Team USA, and again, they are led by some of the biggest names in football, like, I think that has to be at a stadium or at least a Major League Soccer. Like, you're talking at least 20,000.
I know what you're saying, but that's a good idea. You're right. Because I was thinking, like,
the bank or whatever.
They got to have,
you know.
SoFi already. They're like, you're not doing flag football here. And then all of a sudden, they're like, it's going to be NFL players. Oh, crap. All right. Well, track and field somewhere else this time around. Sorry, Noah Lyles. You're getting dissed at home, too.
Yeah.
By the way, you saw him complaining, right? He was on with – he actually makes a great point, but he's unrealistic. With Shannon Sharpe, he was saying the sprinter from Botswana goes home. He's got – you know, he's greeted like a hero. There's 30,000 people in the stadium. Our Olympians get off the plane, and it's like, hey, a couple pictures, and let's go home. Well, there's no limo. There's no – you know, there's no –
This is something that, you know, Ronda Rousey talked about when she first started MMA. One of her big stories was, you know, I worked my entire life for one moment every 4 years, did that twice. And then your entire life is like, all right, now you're done. Like, well, now what? Like, nobody cares that you won a medal in judo. So, like, what are you supposed to do? She was living in her car at the time. She was essentially homeless.
After winning medals
at the Olympics. And that's kind of her finding MMA and taking that path was such a godsend for her because of that situation she was in. But she brought that same thing to the attention. When you're in these sports that aren't, you know, if you're not a basketball player that's coming back to the NBA – you are kind of in that position. Even those high profile, like swimming and track, you're kind of in the same spot. Like, you can't, there's not like a professional swimming league. I think there is somewhere, but like, nobody really cares what's going on in there.
And they've tried to have like year round competitions or leagues or whatnot for track and field and swimming. Nobody cares.
Well, I made the suggestion to get them a little money and have an advertising campaign instead of the LVCVA here paying all 12 aces, which are not. Or having 220 influencers that are paying millions, and, you know, total of millions and millions of dollars, why wouldn't they take like 8 Olympians and have them as brand ambassadors for Las Vegas and spend the money with them, and it's a win-win?
That's a good point.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. But listen, I mean, they're just finding these biggest like influencers and just paying them, you know, hey, come out to Circa and, you know, just say how great it is.
I'm not saying I hate influencers, but I feel like our Olympians.
How much did that total? Wasn't that like 8 million or some crazy figure?
Oh, it was high. I don't know. Yeah. You guys did the investigation. You know the number?
I don't.
But you guys are good at investigating the LVCVA. Yeah, we are. RJ's real strong. No, we do need it. We do need the oversight. Well, let's get more specific about the flag football thing, because one, there's a player, quarterback of the USA national flag football team, Hoosh Doucette, said it was disrespectful to assume NFL players are going to take the Olympic team spots. And then what did Mahomes say? Did he come firing back?
Well, he just posted a meme, basically, like, who are you?
No, did he?
Here's the thing. I mean, hot take time, I guess, for some, but it's just fact. You play tomorrow, the U.S. flag team is beating the NFL players. It's not the same sport.
No, exactly.
It's not the same sport.
Salerno fought me
now,
on
if
this.
You give me,
Griffin,
if you give
what
me, like,
what skill
you
set? Fought
me you on give me,
what skill set?
By the way, no, we already know because we've watched the Pro Bowl flag football game, and they suck at it. They
but
don't know how
think
to play
they're
it.
Trying? They're,
yes, because they don't know what to
oh,
do. They're slapping hands away. They're cheating. They don't know
how do you think it is to learn?
I was about to say, you give me a month of practice, NFL team's winning. But you give me tomorrow?
Yep.
The flag football team is absolutely – and I think it's not even close, to be honest with you. I think they're winning tomorrow. Now, if you get a month – again, if you get a month, I'm taking the NFL guys.
Cofield, like, enables you to have these terrible takes.
We don't talk.
It's true.
So you're telling me, like, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, and, like, if I were to pick my team of the best, like, that I think –
different sport.
Okay. But it's so they're playing with flag football. So what are you flag guarding? Like
yeah.
Patrick
they don't
Mahomes
know how to do
that. Yes.
Instead
do
of
that?
Trying to avoid tackles, you're trying to avoid. You got to swing the hip thing.
Do you
that
think
the
athleticism
do
of Patrick Mahomes can compensate
yes.
for the fact
once he learns how to play? Yes.
Okay, because he's one of the best athletes
yes.
in
once
the world.
Once he learns how to play, he's going to dominate in it.
What
he doesn't know the sport.
What is the ball? Is it shaped like a football?
It is.
And does he pass that football?
He does.
Does he run? Does he try to elude tackle?
No,
not tackler.
Because well,
you try to elude the defender coming after you, right?
Well, at what time? Except, how long do they get to rush? When do they rush? When do they start coming in? How long do you have to?
Do you think it matters?
What's the eternal
Patrick
clock?
Mahomes?
Yes, it does. Yes, of course it does.
So he's probably going to have more time because if you're telling me that there's some kind of a time component where I can't rush Patrick Mahomes, I got to wait.
Sometimes blitz, but I'm sure he doesn't even know when.
Like, you really
when
think
you
Patrick
and
Mahomes
can.
And Tyreek Hill and the team that I would put together are the best players in football? They would need a month to beat Hoosh.
Maybe
what the
weeks.
Hell is this guy's name?
Maybe
who's
it's
in the
two
Flag
weeks.
Football USA League.
Maybe it's
that
two
no
weeks.
One's
maybe
ever
it's
heard
three
of.
Weeks. Maybe it's a week. Whatever.
Unbelievable.
I'm saying if they play tomorrow, and I'm also saying like
unbelievable.
Like, yes, because I'm also talking about, and this was on a show before us, and I was like, you're making
what's
the point
this guy's
against,
profession? This flag. I bet you this is not his profession.
Flag football player.
No, it's not.
He's got a LinkedIn page. Did you see his throwing mechanics?
The show before. Yeah, he's not great. Yeah, in a month he's going to get destroyed.
Like,
I'm not advocating.
So
I'm
Adam Hill is saying
guys.
That they need a month. Like Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes and
I'm
just
saying
gonna,
a period
know.
Of time. It might be 2 weeks, might be 3 weeks, whatever. They need,
I'm saying
they
we
need
can get together
time.
In the lobby of the Circa and I could tell them what the hell they have to do.
That's clearly not true. I've watched the Pro Bowl flag games. They don't know what they're
like,
doing.
To base anything off of the Pro Bowl is an absolute joke.
But they clearly don't know what
they're
doing.
Because the Pro Bowl's a joke.
Right, but they don't know the game. They don't know what
do
they're
you
doing.
Do you think that they're trying in this
yes,
the Pro
I do.
Bowl? Okay.
I do.
I think that's where we disagree.
I've watched it. They don't try in the Pro Bowl. They try in the flag game.
Because they're playing like flag football with their friends. If they're playing flag football against these guys who are saying if we say tomorrow the winner of this game gets to play for Team USA and gets to play for a gold medal, you
I'm
think
taking
that,
the flag guys.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
I mean, I
tomorrow,
think that's
yes.
like where's
just
someone
like,
from Circa to put some
like
odds on this?
Just like I'm taking – and this was the example from the show before us, and I was like, you're making the point against you because he said, you know – If you take the top pickleball player in the world and put him against Djokovic in pickleball, the top pickleball player is probably going to win. But next week, Djokovic's probably going to win. Like, yeah, yes, that's true. That's correct. That's absolutely what would happen.
Well, guys, it's been another wonderful block with you two. Nearly coming to blows. Arash, before you
hold me back.
Before we get you out of here, let's talk about the Sporting Tribune and the broadcast. And you are part of the Lotus Broadcasting family now in the Iranian stations in L.A. But you've got a stream every night, so I want you to direct people
so
to the right spots.
It's every night. It's
how do you turn notifications off on
our
that? Every night I get like a notification.
Oh, it's great.
So
Arash
Markazi and
the
Sporting Tribune
through the roof.
Are live on X.
We're averaging around like 3,000 views on that, which is really cool. We're going to do it a little bit earlier tonight because I want to have a good time with you, Steve. Not
sure,
so much with this other guy. But listen, I'm really blessed that we get all these people who maybe they tune in for a bit and leave. But I've been happy that the numbers go up, right? So, like, you know, like you first go live and you get like 100, 200, and then it keeps on going up. So hope it continues. Hope, but again, being a part of the Lotus family has been great on 670, the old home of Extra Sports 670 and 690 back in the day, so it's been a thrill.
There he is. Arash Markazi will come back, talk a little fantasy football to close things out here at Circa during the Ultimate Contest weekend.
Cofield and Company presents Grab Bag on ESPN Las Vegas.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
All right, so let's close out here talking a little fantasy football as we're just at the beginning of the Ultimate Contest weekend. Big parties tonight. If you are in with an entry into Circa Survivor or Circa Million, these guys do it upright. So Derek Stevens hanging out tonight with some of the contestants, and Radio Row goes on for a couple of days here, and then a big seminar on Saturday led by Mike Palm. Adam Hill, Ian Ritchie's with us. So events like this are cool because on a Radio Row, we start to see people that we know, and you walked up, you're like, remember me? And I'm like, yes. So we did fantasy football together a couple of years on a promotion, and I was asking Adam, I'm like, where were we? I remember what the room looked like, and I said Bellagio, but it was Mirage.
It's Mirage. Yeah.
And my Lord, look at how much Vegas has changed. Yeah. Now we can't get into Mirage for 4 years, right? And it's not going to be the Mirage. So what are you doing here at Circa?
We partnered with Circa for our fantasy contest. We partnered with them last year. It was our kickoff year. And it went so well that we signed a five-year extension. So we're on the next 5 years here with Circa, and it's just been amazing.
So it's the Las Vegas Fantasy Championships. I assume it's a lot like what we used to do, but for the audience that wasn't around, not everyone's around, yeah. What do you guys do? Because I remember it's all different levels of skill and also prizes and entry fees.
Yeah. So we run different. We run $10,000 entry fee contests, $5,000. We run the Fantasy Football World Championships, which is just under $2,000 with about $12,000 in league prizing. Pretty cool. And then the Las Vegas Fantasy Championship, we've really tried to be inclusive with that and make it a reasonable price point. So people at a $350 price point can come enjoy a live event just like the high stakes guys and really try and kind of get them in to get that experience. And so that's really been what's great about Circa and our relationship here.
So I like fantasy, and I like being the guy who's kind of moving the show along. But honestly, Adam Hill is the guy.
Yeah.
Adam, this year.
So I was just checking my text to make sure because I'm trying to keep track of all the leagues I'm joining this year. One of them is with you guys, I believe. So
I love it.
One of my friends reached out and said, hey, you want to share a team with me in this? I was like, yeah,
oh,
sure.
Let's go.
How many total do you think you're going to be in? Over 100?
No, I'm trying to cut. I was 81 last year.
I'm trying
81,
to cut down.
81 leagues.
It was 81 last year. I'm trying to cut down. Now, I'm all in, like a lot of them, not to say other places, but I do a lot of best ball, a lot of things like that, which I don't count. I mean,
that counts.
It's part of it. But, you don't manage them. It's not everyday thing. So it makes it a little bit easier. So there's just a lot of different formats of leagues that I love to get in. But, yeah, it was 81 last year. Wow. I feel like it was maybe too much. Thinking maybe 60? Maybe 60?
Maybe.
It's probably the right one. But I also don't say no, right? If somebody's like, hey, you got that, I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's tough to say no. So I think that's probably where we're going to be at. But there is still a couple weeks left and maybe –
we might be able to suck you into a few more.
Maybe I'll jump into a few more.
So how are the leagues, I guess, depending on what level you're in, how are they different than, say, the standard leagues that he's in? How are they more challenging?
They're more challenging. We have an 11-person starting lineup. I think that's the first thing. So it really tests your depth on bye weeks with injuries, and I think that's a really big part of testing your skill of drafting. We draft for 20 rounds, so your bench is 9 players, and I think that's really good. Our starting lineup with the 11 is 3 receivers and 2 flex. So it gives you a little flexibility with 2 flex players, but it really makes you take the yellow stickers with the receivers because you have to have 3 of them.
And they're regular flex or super flex?
No, super flex. Okay. It's just 2.
Explain super flex to the audience. Flex.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, super flex is mostly 2 quarterbacks. I mean, that's what it's turned into. You can have 2 flex, but people take 2 quarterbacks and start 2 quarterbacks.
Okay. Because as Alex was explaining yesterday, Alex White's one of our Cofield & Company members, and she's in an all-female league. And yes. I think she thought it was super flex.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's drafting right now, actually. And we run the Women of Fantasy
draft. Oh, there you go. So yeah. She's upstairs right now.
Yeah,
right.
So it's actually a really cool event. We ran it last year, too, and it's the Women of Fantasy Football, and we bring women from across the media, sports media, from a bunch of different companies and bring them here to draft.
How good are these women?
There's some really good ones.
Because I said to Alex yesterday, I'm like, you have to win this. Alex is really good. She's a really good sports gambler. She's won a couple of last man, last woman standing contest. Oh, wow. Like the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, it was, what, $100,000 for football, and then I think she split up $50,000 in a bunch of ways on a college basketball. Now, that doesn't mean, like, betting doesn't immediately go over to fantasy, too, right, Adam?
Yeah, but you get, I mean, you get it. I mean, usually if you get one, you get the other for the most part. Yeah.
Winners win.
Yeah. Information is what matters.
Yeah. There's some really good players up there.
So she's up against it. Okay.
Yeah. There's some gal from NFL Network, from Fantasy Life with Matthew Berry, from Yahoo.
Oh, is Kendall Valenzuela?
She's playing. Yeah, she's in it.
Samantha. Set her up.
Yeah,
she's
Samantha good. Holt's in there. Lindsay Rhodes. We got a lot of.
Lindsay's real good.
Yeah, Jen Piacenti from Sports Illustrated.
Oh boy, I built this up poorly.
Yeah, no, we it,
like,
you know,
like,
honestly,
you're the favorite.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, we try and bring them in during Radio Row. We want the women to be able to network together, meet each other, and then come down here and do their podcasts and be on other radio shows. It works out great.
Best spot to go to? I have CircaDraftSeries.com. Is that a good spot?
That's the best spot to be. It has pictures, photo gallery, and all the drafts are listed.
Okay, and you can still get in.
You can still get in. We got 2 weeks. I'm here till the duration. Yeah.
All right.
I'm here until the season kicks off. How? So, Adam, you're our guy.
Will you keep us updated on how you do?
Sure.
By the way, I've always wanted to ask you, and I'm sure Ian knows this too, with people who do dozens and dozens of leagues, how do you do pickups, and when do you do them? Like, how much time
Tuesday,
does it?
Tuesdays.
But
Tuesday
how much
night.
Time does it take you?
The NFL off day is Tuesday. It actually works out pretty well.
It takes a long time.
Well, you didn't answer. How much time does it take you?
It's a lot.
Like an hour?
So I know, like, I'll leave the show Tuesdays at like 6. I will go to my 24-hour Starbucks. I'll usually leave. So I told you the kind of the secret on Yahoo leagues that some people don't take advantage of, but some do. There is one that happens around 1 a.m. That you can kind of take advantage of. So I'm there around then, and then usually I'm like a 3 a.m. I'm done on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. If you're doing it right, it takes a long time. Yeah. Isn't that something?
Well, that's insane. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We are, Adam and I are in a CBS baseball league, NL only, and you constantly gripe about the time it takes, some weeks to put in the moves.
It's not the time. It's that there's no, it's very hard to do a backup.
Right.
So like if you don't get the guy that you think you're going
to
get,
you have to list like
six. You have to list like six guys, but then you don't know if you don't get that guy, then maybe I want to get this guy for this guy, but if I don't get this guy, then it doesn't matter. So like I just don't like the format that.
So is that a flaw in our league or a flaw with CBS?
It's in our league, I think.
Really? We could fix that.
I think so.
Well, that'd be nice. I'm a commissioner in one of the leagues. I guess I would like to fix that.
Well, I think there should be a second after it's done, then you at least have a couple hours to say, "All right, I didn't get a guy for this spot. I want to pick up a guy."
What do you think of that? What do you think of having a deadline and then, say, 6 hours later before first pitch or whatever, that you should have a second pickup period?
Yeah, you know, for baseball it's different than football, but I understand what he's saying, because when you have to put deep trade or waiver wire that's stuff annoying. In, it takes a long time.
There's times
time.
I put in, I'm
that's
like,
why he's there till 3 in the morning.
I want to move this guy to the IL, right? So I'm going to put in 7 choices. I don't get any of the 7. All right, so now at least I get a couple hours to say, all right, now I'm going to pick up this guy for this guy, because I didn't get any of the 7 guys I put in there.
Yeah. In football, we started doing it so you have a Sunday morning where we do an hour where they do free pickup, because with all the injuries and the scratches now and things like that, it's tough, and you do. You people put in deep spots for pickups, and if you don't get them, man, you got to be able to pick somebody up on Sunday morning for football.
Ian Ritchie, Circa Draft Series. We got like 40 seconds left, so either pitch, you know, what is open here, or also let's mention just in general the partner that Circa is and how open they are to gambling, but really into fantasy sports too.
You know, I love talking about our relationship with Circa, because they're just so good to us, and it's such a different relationship here than you have at other properties. They like having fantasy here, unlike other properties. They understand the crossover, and they really have made it an opportunity for us to bring a lot more people to their casino, and that's the key. And then we all win, right? Once people come to Circa, they don't want to leave, and they say, this is where I want to stay.
All right.
That's the goal.
You know what? Let's stay in contact. Next year, let's make a big deal with Cofield and Company. And
I love it.
And we did it like 15 years ago, so let's do it again.
Let's get
Larry,
back on.
Larry Fink, good seeing you, buddy. Small world, right? You're intense, man. You're intense. What's going on in the game?
Henderson, Paseo Verde, Little League down 6-3, bottom 6, 1 out. So 2 outs away. Oh. Single down the line. There you go. We can keep alive here.
Oh, fair ball.
Come by, yeah.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Here, I'm not going. You might be going.
We'll see.
Yeah. My last experience in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, I was there for the Atlantic 10 baseball tournament, not playing baseball,
But we brought out balls and bats, and we decided on some fields to play some home run derby.
Oh, wow.
Pulled up to the field. 2 hours later after playing, I realized I can't find my keys. Lost my keys in the middle of the baseball field. That's it. Thank you, Williamsport. Yeah. Not the best memory.
Well, I have a lot of drafts this weekend. I can't go.
That's a good point. Yeah, this could ruin everything. Thanks to Circa. Get on down here for the Ultimate Contest weekend. Good job. See you, Griff.